What is karma? Does that exist?
That just even exists.
We don't know karma. We don't know what karma is. You don't get it right, and you feel bad about it, so the penalty phase of your miscreation comes back and judges you, so you have to come back in a reincarnated state as a cockroach, or as a less-than beast, or you have to circle the maypole again until they all fall down, or you have to get yourself crossways of yourself into a position where you feel less than because you got it wrong. Well, when do you get it wrong? So the whole idea of karma, of retribution for your actions or blessings because you fought a good fight and you let them all win and you yielded and you went to your worship places and you sacrificed yourself and you gave up your beingness so others could have more. That would make about as much sense as saying, well, you know, I've been well for a lot of years, and I've taken wellness away from other human creators. So if I don't be careful, my karma is going to get me, and I need to be sick so other people can have the wellness. Or I need to breathe less because I'm taking up everyone else's air. So karma would say, breathe less so others can have more air. And you marvelous human creators say, I don't care how much air you do or don't breathe. I'm breathing.
There's no connection between people unless they have a frequency resonance with each other. But basically, there never is, so you couldn't be judged, and you only judge yourself.
Correct.
So it's karma, kind of self-punishment, the label of it, if somebody buys into it?
Self-reparation of the judgment.
Right.
And it's also social control by the society to have everybody be fooled into thinking there is a society that you must contribute to in some way, and you fall for that belief system or meme, and you get all tangled up in it. We must not have a society.
And if you want retribution, you can provide it for yourself. Feed yourself. And hang on, it'll be over soon, so you won't have to worry about it.